Welcome to Reimagined. I'm your host, Dr. Alex Swenson-Ridley, the founder of Emergent Women Coaching and a woman on a mission to help other heart-centered women leaders and entrepreneurs alter their experience of business and life from one of sacrifice and burnout to unadulterated joy and freedom. This is the show that gives you the inspiration and permission to break all the rules. We help you tap into your intuition, your zone of genius, and creativity to give you the confidence and clarity to do things differently. And we give you the tools and stories that will inspire you to rejuvenate your spirit, innovate how you lead and do business, strengthen your core identity, and connect deeply to yourself so that you emerge as the next powerful version of you. Ready to dive in? Let's go. Have you ever had one of those big decisions that you have to make that is maybe weighing on you, or you are all consumed by it and you flip-flop on your idea and what you want to do, or you make, you know, pro and con lists, all the things to help you try to figure out or decide something and make a choice? I've been through many of these in my life. Some of them have been huge, like whether or not to stay married, and dragged out over several years. This was in my previous marriage, not my current one. So that can be a choice that you make sometimes every day, right? You know, others could be small, but regardless, we're all faced with choices every single day. And we can either do it and make choices that are driven reactively. This could even be like choices on what we eat or what we wear, or any of these things. Or they can be things that are driven by our intuition, by guidance. I just realized I forgot to put the thing up on what we're talking about today. And can help us to really make decisions and choices that feel very grounded and don't cause us actually extra stress. So as we've been doing on our Heart Connect Thursdays, I am going to read you a little something, and we might discuss some more. And then we're going to do a little bit of a practice on just getting out of our head and connected to our heart and our body, because that is where beautiful things happen. So more people increasingly are having to make pressured choices about their health, finances, relationships, survival, and more. We are all making many decisions concerning how to reshape our lives and be better prepared for whatever new unexpected challenges may come. Our choices are important, especially through these tough times, because our choices constantly create our peace and self-security or disrupt it. Breathing ease can help. As a little side note, the definition of stress that I relate the most to is that stress is emotional unease. And so when you breathe ease, you counteract that emotion. The practice of breathing ease helps to slow down the mind and emotions. Making assessments in rushed energy blocks the needed sensitivity to our heart's intuitive choice, while increasing our predictability for making non-effective choices. Learn to practice breathing ease, especially before making important decisions. This practice slows down the vibratory rate of the mind and emotions, which leads to clearer thinking and unclouded discernment. More effective outcomes result from this. Breathing ease is simple and can be done anywhere, anytime. So let's talk about how we actually do this. As you breathe, imagine you are drawing the feeling of ease into your mental and emotional nature. While doing this, feel yourself slowing down and feeling calm on the inside. Practice maintaining this calm while you are discerning your choices. You'll soon start to experience the benefits of this practice. Most of us know about the effectiveness of calm, but we have to ask ourselves how much we practice calm when we really need it. Take life a segment at a time and practice discerning your choices and actions from the place of inner calm and pause. This will translate into more effective discernment and especially can help to relieve strained thinking and unwanted outcomes from inefficient choices. Those were a lot of words. So I wanted to share a little of my own experience with this, because this is something I've actually taken on, not from reading part of a HeartMath publication, but just as I've been exploring this practice of coherence and heart rate variability, biofeedback, which are like the sciencey words for what this is. In other words, as I've been exploring, really truly getting out of my head and connected to myself in the decisions that I'm making in business, with my family, in my own health, in, you know, how I make choices and decisions. And some of them are big things and other things are smaller things. And so a lot of this is just starting somewhere. But one of the things that has been really powerful for me personally has been slowing down to that state of ease in decisions I'm making in my business. Because especially in the online world, and this, you know, isn't specific to entrepreneurs necessarily, this can be about your career, about anything, like we are inundated with information. This is more information that is inundating by you, but I hope that it helps to serve you in actually like transforming and changing something, right? And what I got connected to, it's so easy to go with the flow, to do what everyone else does, to feel like you have to have certain things in place and all of this. And when you can get out of your head and stop thinking and worrying about all of that stuff, the answers are all there. And they're the things that make the most sense and that really guide you in a powerful direction. So, you know, for example, I have reached a point where I'm ready to work with more people and I'm excited about that and I have the energy around it. And then there's like all of these tactics out there, right, to get more clients and to connect with people. And connecting with people is the key, right? So when I slow down and just breathe, you know, ease, it's like, I don't need the stupid pipeline manager stuff. I don't need to cold DM people on social media. I don't need to do all this stuff that doesn't feel good and that have become these like bait and switch tactics that just suck. And what I'm, you know, the only thing my heart is leading me to do is just connect with people, like be human again. And this is what I think is really powerful in these, you know, using our connection to our heart and ourselves to come from that place in terms of making decisions and in terms of the things you do, like connecting to so much of the work that I have done previous to now, but I wasn't in a healed enough space to really take on embracing it and owning my own confidence and thought leadership and, you know, things that had me write a book and not promote it. Like there's been a lot of stuff in the past that now that I am in this more healed space and have really been learning to live in this state of ease and like my body's functioning better and I have a greater connection to my intuition and coherence. And I feel my creativity and feel more grounded in who I really am. It's like I'm actually returning in a lot of ways to some of that stuff that I did. And so it wasn't that any of that was wrong or didn't serve some purpose. It was just the timing of it didn't quite mesh with where I was at. And so it's like now I can do things and being led completely by my heart and what I want and, you know, what I desire in the world is where I'm leading from. And that's part of what these Heart Connect Thursdays came from. So, you know, I share all this, not because I'm trying to get clients or I want you to work with me or any, you know, would I love to connect with you? Absolutely. Does it mean we're going to work together? I don't know. If it's a fit for both of our hearts, cool. If not, like you're an awesome person and I just would love to connect with you and get to know you. And if this is the way that that happens just by you watching these or listening to this, awesome. I love it. And so I'm curious for you, like, where is your heart missing in your choices that you're making, in the decisions that you're making? Where is ease not present in your life? And can you take a pause long enough to do some of the stuff that, you know, if you've been watching these consistently or listening to them consistently, slow down your breathing, put your hand on your heart, connect to your heart. That's like the quickest way to get into this space of ease and then just like find that inner calm and start leading with that. And just see what happens. Like, it's pretty cool, I gotta be honest. So I hope this serves you. This is your Heart Connect Thursday on how to really connect there to make, I don't know that better is the right word, just make more intuitive choices and do things that really lead with you first and don't leave you questioning whether or not you made the right decision. We'll leave it with that. So I'd love to know how this lands. If you experiment with it, let me know what it's like. And I'm just thankful for you being here and connecting with me. And we will see you on the next Heart Connect Thursday. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. I have a small request. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. This is a huge help to us on our quest to reach even more women around the world. Finally, if you're searching for a free community of women on a similar journey to you, I'd like to invite you to join me inside the free Rise community, hosted off of social media on Circle. Here you'll find connection with other women in a safe and loving space, a weekly book club, live events designed to deepen your inner work journey, and additional resources to support your growth. Visit www.jointherise.co or simply click on the link in the show notes to join me. Until next time, remember to honor and love yourself in each moment. Embrace the challenges life throws at you and continue rising.